If the Lord will help us today, I've got a hard topic to cover, and but I'm going to start in 1 John, as the old black preacher said, the book of I John. Amen. The book of I John, 1 John, chapter number 3. Very familiar verses of scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. Starting verse, chapter 3, verse 3. And this is not where I'm going to mostly take my text from. I'm just telling you what the Bible says about this topic. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Yes. Verse 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. The law of what? The law of God.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. Right.
Sin is the transgression of God's law. Did you understand that?
Yes.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
Right.
I'm so glad that Jesus Christ came to take away sin.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. And I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but God initially created man for man to live forever. Did you know that?
Right.
Amen. But you know what happened? Why man did not live forever? Because of sin. Amen. And so God had to have a remedy of sin. That's what brought us to Easter last week. What was the remedy of sin? God, amen, said, I've got to send forth my son, my only son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus bled and died on a cross, amen, at Calvary.
Yes.
And the blood of Jesus Christ ran down Calvary's cross. You know why?
Thank you, Lord.
So you and I could be saved from sin.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'm thankful for that, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. Little children, let's go on here. Where did I stop at? Let's go ahead and get verse 5. I need to go to Romans in just a second. I don't want to wear you out here. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. I stopped right there. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Did you hear that?
Right.
Amen. You're saying, Brother Jason, I'm perfect. I'm not saying that everybody in this house is perfect. I'm not even saying that I've been perfect since I've been 13 years old. But I know this, it's not in my nature to want to continually commit sin.
Right.
And if you're saved, you will not have a sinful nature. If you have a sinful nature, I'm not here to be mean. This is Bible doctrine. You're a sinner.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. And he that committeth sin is of the devil.
Right.
For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin.
Amen.
For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God.
Right.
Amen. If you want to turn with me to the book of Romans, you're welcome to do so. Romans chapter number 6, the latter part, the latter few verses of that chapter. Amen. Starting at verse 21, what fruit hath ye then in those things whereof ye are not ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Amen. Speaking of sin, if you will. But now being made free from sin and became servants of God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end of everlasting life.
Right.
For the wages of sin is death.
Death.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. And if God would help us, I'm going to preach on the most unpopular topic, the most unpopular subject in all the world, sin. Hallelujah. Amen. And number one I'd like to preach to us here is, amen, what is sin? If I would ask you, we would all have different answers, but what is sin? I read to you in the book of John that sin is the transgression of God's law. Amen.
Right.
Very simply put, if God tells us not to do something and we do it, then we have sinned. We have transgressed. We have sinned against God's law.
Right.
For us to understand it a little bit easier, if you go out here and we know it's illegal to run a red light, and you go out there and the light's red, you say, I ain't got time to stop, and you go right on through that light, you have disobeyed the law of man.
Yeah.
Because man said, don't run a red light. Amen.
Yeah.
And if we know that God says not to do something and we do it anyway, then we have sinned against God and against God's law. Hallelujah. Amen. God's law is the standard of living. Amen. Hallelujah. And right here is where a lot of folks, and I'm not here to put off, you know, necessarily on other denominations, but if other people have anything other than the Word of God, then they're standing upon false pretense. Right. Amen. And Brother right. Tommy, I do like the Word of God says, when a Jehovah Witness comes by and they try to tell me something that's totally opposite against this book right here. Now, they got their own Bible. They'll bring out a Bible and they'll say, I want you to look at, but let me tell you something. This is history. This book right here that I have, I don't have time. I've preached a whole series before in the past, amen, on the purity of the Word of God. How that God preserved this from the Dead Sea Scrolls, and it has preserved the test of time. Amen. Different men have tried to abolish it. Different men have tried to burn it. They've tried to do away with it, but the Word of God has stood the test of time. Amen. Hallelujah. But I don't have time for some Jehovah Witness book that some man wrote. I don't have time for some Mormon book that some man wrote. And you could just go right on down the line. Amen. Right. I don't have time for that. But what I have time for is God's Word. Hallelujah. Yeah. And if this Word right here tells us something, I was always taught this. My Uncle Larry, my pastor growing up, would tell us this. He said this. He said, I don't understand everything in that book, but if that book says it, I believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. There's 66 books here, that smaller books that consist of one book that we know of, amen, called the Bible. Hallelujah. And I wish I could stand here after all these years of preaching and serving God since I was 13 and tell you that I know it, Brother Tommy, from Genesis to Revelation. And I'm sorry to tell you, I've read it all. Amen. I've read the Bible, I don't know how many times, from front to back. And if you've never read it from front to back, you should. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe every child of God, man, I'm digging a hole here forever, get started. Amen. I believe every child of God should read this book right here. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to know what this book says, then you got to get it out and read it. Amen. We got to read the Word of God. Amen. If you get hungry for Him and you're going to read this book, I tell you what, it'll draw you closer to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. But I don't understand everything in this book, but I believe it. Hallelujah. If God tells me something in this Bible right here, whether I understand it or not, I believe it to be the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is sin? Amen. Sin is anything that separates us and pulls us and draws us away from the power of God. Amen. Sin is also a rebellion against God. Amen. The prodigal son cried out, I have sinned against thee, O God. Amen. Sin is rebellion against God. Sin is the, amen, omission of doing good. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. Hallelujah. You get caught in a tough place and you know better than to tell a lie, you tell a lie anyway. You sin. Amen. If you know to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. Hallelujah. I remember one time a preacher telling my old mamma, he's a preaching the truth from the Word of God. And my mamma said, she said, hold it, hold it, hold it. My voice for some reason going out. She said, hold it, hold it, hold it. I don't want to hear that. Amen. She purposefully did not want to hear the truth. Let me tell you something. You'll be held accountable for it anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, it is a sin. Hallelujah. God places certain responsibility upon every one of us, and when we neglect, amen, and we openly, rebel against the Word of God, I tell you what we're doing, we're bringing damnation to our own soul. Let me tell you something, church, I want to fear God, and I want to fear His Word. I said I want to fear God, and I want to fear what His Word says, and if His Word says don't do it, I don't want to do it, and if His Word says, amen, that something is sin, I tell you what I want to do. I want to get it out of my life. I want to get it out of my heart. Amen. What is sin? A bad attitude is sin. What is sin? Amen. Lying, cheating, stealing. You can go right on down the list. Every bit of that is sin. And I don't want to do it. Amen. Let me tell you something, church. You might die today. You might live another 30 years. I don't know. But we've ought to live every day like it's our last. And sin,
sweep you out of heaven. And if you die with sin in your heart, and if you die in open rebellion against God, you can't go to heaven. I tell you where you end up. You end up lost. Amen. And in the devil's hell, sin will take you to hell. Amen.
Freedom deliberately does wrong.
Yes, God.
Amen. That is the sin of commission.
Come on.
Right.
When one refuses to do that which is right, that is the sin of omission. There's two types of sin. You can commit a sin by doing something you know you ought not do, and you can be guilty of the sin of omission, knowing you ought to do something and don't do it. Amen, Brother Tommy, if you're laid out there in the gutter somewhere, amen, and I know I ought to help you. Jesus said, he gave him over there, and he said, when you visited me when I was sick, you fed me when I was hungry. Amen. When I was powerless, didn't have a mom or a dad, and you came and took me, and he listed all them things. And they said, Lord, when did we do this? He said, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Hey, when we set up our vows of compassion and we don't want to help and we don't want to help others and we'd rather, amen, live in chaos and confusion and circus-like atmosphere, I tell you what we're doing. Amen, we're living a life, a sin of omission. Amen, I don't want to do what's right. Hallelujah. Hey, church, I come to tell us, I come to shout it in the mouth of hell. Sin will not enter in the joys of heaven, amen.
Amen.
Bad spirit sin. Bad habits are sin. You know, I don't have time. I don't have time to list. I'm not afraid to list 100 sins. But most of us know, amen, what a sin does. Hallelujah. I don't have time to get into smoking and drinking and carrying on and all the things, amen, that'll pull us away from God. Amen. I don't have time to live. But if you want to, amen, what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
You know what I mean. Amen. Sin will separate us from God. Amen. Malice, envy, jealousy. Amen. When we let our eyes look upon wicked things, I don't have time. I'm doing my best enough to go down this alley because I got a lot more ground I need to cover. But have you ever seen a generation whose eyes are polluted by the sins of this day? Amen. We preached against television for 50, I don't know how many years television's been around, but that's old-fashioned, outdated preaching. Amen. And if you sit around and watch nakedness and filthiness and pornography on the television, that's wrong too. But that's outdated and by the wayside. Hey, we're raised up a generation that the pornography industry target young boys and girls from the age of 11. Amen. The age, that's the target age of the pornography. That's a multi-billion-dollar industry in America alone. You know why? Because they said if we could get a young child hooked on pornography, well, it's a money machine for the rest of their life. I'm talking about the sin of the eye. Amen. Did you know the book of Lamentations says, what my eye sees affected my heart? And we want to know why we raised an adulterous generation. We want to know why we raised a murderous and a hatred generation when that's all we've ever done. It's polluted our eyes and it's affected our heart. Hey, folks right inside of churches are hooked on pornography and they have hatred and bitterness in their hearts. And I come to tell us, we got to get sin out of our heart and out of our life. I love you today, or I never preach like this. I don't hate you. I'm not mad at anybody in this house. I just come to tell you, you can't go to heaven with sin in your heart. Amen.
Oh God.
Unbelief is sin. And Jesus did not many mighty miracles in his own town because of
unbelief.
Unbelief.
Right. Yes.
Can you imagine that? Jesus was going everywhere Jesus went. He laid hands on the sick and they got up. He put his hands on the dead and they raised from the dead. Amen. Sickness, diseases, leprosy. Amen. He touched two fish and a few loaves of bread and fed five. Everything Jesus touched was blessed besides those of his hometown. Why? Because they didn't believe. Hey God. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Amen. I'm not being mean. Amen. Hey, but I tell you, you got to believe if you want the Lord to help you. If you think God can, amen, raise a sick man or save a lost sinner or do miracles, then you first got to believe it. Amen. I said you got to believe it. Hallelujah. You get in an old-fashioned Holy Ghost, Holy Roller meeting where the Spirit of God is a falling and a moving. And if you don't believe that, you ain't going to feel it. Amen. He ain't going to get on you. He ain't going to water your nose or your face. You've got to believe it. Let me tell you something. I believe it. I said, I believe it. I looked over just the other night, on Thursday night. Amen. Old Brother Chandler was over here, shaking and praying and asking God to help him. And I thought to myself, hey, he believes it. He wants it. He wants God to shake him and help him. Hey, you got to believe it. If you don't believe it, you ain't never going to get no closer. Amen. God ain't going to draw you and pull you if you don't believe.
Amen. Yes, God.
The greatest sin is not the sin of murder.
Bless him, Lord.
Come on.
It's not the sin of adultery.
Come on.
Amen. I know murder. I know a man that was a murderer that got saved and cleaned him up and made a preacher out of it.
Sure did.
Amen. Right. What about David? David was a man that was an adulterer, and I believe adultery is a horrible sin. I don't want you to go, amen, say Brother Jason made light of it. No, it's a major sin. Amen. But God can save from adultery. God can save from fornication. God can save from any sin. But he can't help you if you don't believe. Listen here. You can't have revival if you don't believe. Amen. God, amen, his Holy Ghost can't get on you if you don't believe. You got to believe. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I appreciate you being here today, Brother Harry.
Yes.
Amen. We need some more loud ameners like that right there. Hey, God. Hey, unbelief is the damning sin. That one, amen, the one that dooms me into hell. Unbelief leads to all other sin. Amen. It is the cause of all other sin. The sins of men spring from the heart of unbelief. Amen. Oh, I come to preach to us here today. Where? What is sin? I just spent 5, 7, 8 minutes telling you what sin. Amen. What is sin? I come to preach to you now. Where did sin come from? Amen. I got an astronomical, deep theological answer for you here tonight. Sin came from the devil. Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. The devil, the Bible said, was, amen, the first sinner. He was a liar from the beginning. As far as I can tell, there was God the Father, and there was Jesus Christ the Son, and there was the triune Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, in heaven from the beginning. There was the Father, there was the Son, there was the Holy Ghost. But next to all that, next to the triune Godhead, there was Lucifer, the bright and morning star. There was good Lucifer. Amen. One of my boys asked me the other day, I get them confused because I don't know why I get them in a bathtub or bathing them, and they come up with all kinds of questions. And one of them asked me the other day, he said, Dad, what does the devil look like? Does he look like pictures that I've seen of a red horn, horns coming out of his head and a pitchfork? Amen. Is the devil mean? Oh, no. Amen. It's quite the opposite. He's beautiful. Amen. He's quite the man. Amen. He was next to God, if you will, in heaven. But it wasn't enough. And you know what he did? He said, I'll arise and I'll overthrow God. And you know what it got him? And a third of the angels, amen, the book of Isaiah said, God cast him out of heaven and put him down on earth. And you know what happened?
happened. Amen. Satan and a third of the angels fell like lightning. Amen. Out of heaven. And ever since then, amen, and God put man, Adam and Eve, on the earth. What happened? Satan came in the cool of the day. Here comes, man, I come the day I'm preaching on sin. Here come the devil. Everything was going good. Paradise. Adam and Eve was in a perfect place. But here came sin. Where did sin come from? It came from the devil.
Yes, amen.
And the devil told Eve, you don't have to worry about that. Amen. Oh, I can't eat of this forbidden fruit. God said, don't do it. Amen. And the devil said, it won't hurt you like that. God overemphasizes things. He didn't mean that like you think. You don't have to worry so much about that. Doesn't that sound like the devil today? Oh, it's just a small sin. It's just theater. It's just that. You don't have to worry. That's not that bad. No! Sin will take you down. Amen. It took Adam and Eve. It took Satan out of heaven. And it took Adam and Eve out of paradise. I come to tell us with the Holy Ghost burden on my heart. Sin is serious. It'll take you to hell. It'll damn your soul. Yeah. You can't play around with sin and get by. What manner of man can take fire into his bosom and not be burned? You can't play with sin.
No.
That's right, it'll burn you.
That's right, brother. Come on.
Amen.
Right. Come on. Bless him, Lord.
Oh, God.
Amen. Comes from the devil. That's where else the sin comes from? It, next thing, the sin comes from the heart.
That's right.
Yes.
For out of the heart proceedeth evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. Yet sin comes out of a sinful, lustful heart. Amen. That was placed there by the devil.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
Come on, bless you, Lord.
Sin is serious, church.
Yes, it is.
Amen. And sin will separate you from the presence of God.
Amen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house to tell you, you don't want no part of sin.
Oh, my Lord.
What? All right. So what is sin? Where does sin come from? Amen. I'm trying to hurry up. What does sin do to one?
Come on.
What does sin do? What does sin do? Well, let's look at Achan in the Old Testament. When God told him, amen, when Israel overtook Ai. Remember that little town of Ai, and God gave him the victory, and he went down there. Amen. And he said, don't touch of any of them. Don't get, amen. You don't need to get down there and get involved. Hey, that's the same thing he's telling us today. We don't need to get involved in the world, do we? We don't need to get involved with worldly things, worldly actions, worldly entertainment, anything in the world. I don't want to look like the world. I don't want to smell like the world. I don't want to act like the world. I don't want to resemble the world.
Come on, preach it.
So Achan gets down, and the Bible said he got a garment of clothes. He got 200 sickles of silver, and he got a wedge of gold. And he stole these things, and he hid them under his tent. God said, don't get anything out of it. And he goes, and he gets them, and he puts them under his tent. I don't have time to preach this all out. Israel goes back after battle up against the small town of Ai there. And you know what happened? A little bit of town, they should have whipped them like nothing. They whipped Israel.
Yeah.
Come on.
God said, we're sinning again.
That's right.
Yes.
Come on, brother.
They cast lots. I don't have time to get it. They cast lots. A lot fell upon Achan. And Joshua said, Achan, you sinned. Amen. The Bible said that they stoned Achan, his wife, and his kids, and they piled up heaps of rocks upon him. And they killed Achan, his wife, his kids. They killed the whole family because of sin. Sin.
You're right.
Destroys.
You're right.
Sin destroys.
Come on.
I don't have time. I can give you personal illustrations of people personally I've known down through the years that said, I'll be all right. I can handle the devil. And they get out there in the world and the devil chews them up and spits them out. I can handle the devil. You can't handle the devil. You ain't no match for the devil. Without God and without the Spirit of God, you ain't no match for the devil.
Right.
No.
Amen. Stand comes from the devil.
Right.
Amen. Right. Awaken. One day before this was living, amen, good. Yep. Had everything seemed like doing good. And the next day, amen, he was gone. He was dead. Sin destroyed him and his whole family. Amen. And let me tell you something. Amen. You can go out of here not liking me or whatever in the world you want to do. But there's one thing you will do. Amen. You're going to leave out of here hearing the truth. Sin will destroy you if you don't get rid of sin out of your life.
Right. Amen.
So, amen. What happened about Saul and his sin? There came a time when Israel cried out for a king, and God said, I'm going to give you a king. And God gave him a man by the name of Saul. Amen. And Saul started out good for a while. But you know what Saul did? Saul began to do what Saul wanted to do, and he began to disobey what God said to do. What is sin? The transgression of God's law. Saul began to disobey God, and he plunged ahead of God, and he rejected God, and he was so far away from God, amen, that he got to the place. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I don't want to be mean here. I'm doing my best to be reverent. Amen. To God and to people and to the Spirit right here. Amen. But Saul got to the place where the Georgia began to cry out to the spirits of the dead. And he went down to that witch of Endor, sister. Amen, Peggy. And he went down to that witch of Endor, and he said, hey, tell me what's going to become of my life. Tell me what's going to become of things. Somebody asked me recently, amen, about magic, amen, and about Disney, and about talking to spirits that ain't there. I tell you what it is. It's the demoniac forces, amen, of the devil. Hey, I don't need to talk to spirits. I don't need tarot cards and Ouija boards. I don't need things of that nature. I need God, and I need the Spirit of God. I don't need to ask a witch, what does she think? I need the Spirit of God. But Saul got to the place that he rejected God, and he rejected God's man, and he went mad, and he lost his mind. And David played the harp, and David would go in and play that harp, and drive, the Bible said, drive the evil spirits away from Saul. But when David would quit playing, and the Spirit of God would cease, that spirit would come back in Saul. Saul could have repented. Saul could have said, God, I'm sorry. But Saul chose to speak to the spirits of evil witches.
Oh, God.
Bless him, Lord.
What about David?
Come on, bro.
Amen. David was a man that the Bible had already said was a man after God's own heart. Mm-hmm. David was a mighty man, Brother Chris.
Yes, he was.
Amen. But you know what? Sin. Brother Don Rich preached a message. If you've never heard it, get on holinesspreaching.com and type in Don Rich and go down there and find that old message he preached on. Go for the gold. Hallelujah. And he preached that he had a lot of good personal stories that he told about individuals that he knew that was bright stars in their churches, strong people that you never would have thought, but the devil goes for the shiny one, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. But he used for his sex over there. Amen. Over there when they was going down to the temple. Amen. And he said, when you get down there, Shishak. Amen. And you get down there, he's got them tablets of gold hanging from the temple there in the house of God. And he said, when you get down there, don't worry about the brass, but go for the gold. And that's where old Brother Rich took his text from. Let me tell you something, church. The devil still wants the gold, doesn't he? He'd like to take you straight to hell. He'd like to get your mind wrapped up and warped. And he'd like to pollute your heart. And he'd like to take you to hell. I come to tell us, that's what he did to David. He got David mixed up. He got David, amen, deep into sin. And you know what David did?
Mm-hmm. Come on. Holy God. Holy God.
I never preach this long, but I'm going to preach today because I got a burden on my heart.
Come on, brother. Come on.
You know what David did? He went out there when he should have been fighting. I know all that. I ain't got time for all. He went out there and he looked from the rooftop and he saw the Bible said a beautiful woman. And her name was Bathsheba.
Right.
David, I tell you, hindsight's 20/20. You should have ran. You should have went back down in your house and said, where's my armor? Where's my sword? I'm going to fight. Amen. But he got to inquire, who was this woman? Who is she? And they said, she's, amen,
Meshib, the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And he said, bring her to me. Amen. That's where you messed up, David. Now, run from that. Run from that. And you know the rest of the story. He committed adultery. She became pregnant. He heard the news that she was with child. And he said, call for her husband Uriah the Hittite and bring her in off the battle. Bring him in off the battlefield.
Yeah.
God bless you. Uriah got in town and he's like, what in the world's going on? And
yeah.
He said, send some news by him. You know, say a thing. Huh? So he brought in some news to the king. How's the battle going? Uriah turned, how's the battle going? He said, all right, man, thank you. I needed to know this, but I want you going home tonight. And here in a day or two, you can go back. I'll send you back to Uriah, slept at the king's doorstep. And he refused to go home. And he said, I'm a loyal soldier. My fellow soldiers are out there giving their life and they're fighting. How can I go home when they're out there fighting? He was loyal to the king, and he laid on the king's doorstep. And David saw, I ain't going to be able to cover my sin. What happens when we get wrapped up in sin? We deny sin. We say it ain't that bad, and we try to cover it up. And David said, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to cover it up.
Amen.
So by the same hand of Uriah, he wrote a letter. And he sent it to Joab by the hand of Uriah. And he said, put him in the hottest of battles and retreat and leave him there. So not only did David commit sin, not only did David commit adultery, now he's a murderer. Oh, God. Amen. Uriah gets in the heatest of battles, and Joab retreats the rest of the soldiers. And you know what happened? Amen. Uriah was killed in battle. You think that would have been enough for David? So he calls Bathsheba, amen, to be his wife. And he marries, amen, Uriah the Hittite's wife. And but guess what? Did he get by? Did he cover it up? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. No! Amen. You think you can get by with sin? I come to tell you, the Bible said that the sword of the Lord never departed from David's house. Yes, he got Bathsheba to be his wife, and she came home, and she had the baby. But God never forgot.
Oh,
amen. What happened?
Baby died.
The baby died.
Yep. Sure did, buddy.
Awesome. Baby come down sick. What was it, 7 days or so? Baby got sick. Laid there and died for days and finally died. Amen. David's fasted for what was it, 7 days? 7 days or so there. David fasted, didn't eat, didn't drink. Laid there, mourned and prayed, and said, God, let this baby live. And the baby died. Oh, I'm talking about the sword of the Lord.
Right.
Hey, what else happened? David had a beautiful daughter, and her name was Tamar. And you know what happened? David's own son, Amnon, a man committed incest. And the Bible said he got to desire his own sister. And Amnon had a friend. And Amnon's friend said, you're the king's son. You can have anything you want. So he forced her. I talk about the sword of the Lord. So now David's got sin in his family. Amen. Absalom came down and said, you did my sister wrong. And Absalom killed Amnon. Now his kids are murderers. Hey, I come to tell us in this house, the sword of the Lord will never depart. God will never condone sin.
All
right, here's what I need to leave you with, and I'm moving on here. Just about done.
Come on.
So Saul was a wicked man. Saul probably did not sin as bad as David. If you want to add apples to apples, oranges to oranges. Saul just rejected God and said, God, I don't want to do what you want me to do. I'm going to do what I want. Saul was just a wicked man. He was just rebellious.
Right.
It's a sin to be rebellious.
Amen. Come on, bro. Scary.
Rebellion, the Bible said, is as the sin of witchcraft.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen. So, Saul, instead of going to God, said, God, I'm sorry, he goes down and calls for the witch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
David's sister Maria. When David sinned, we find him in Psalms 51. Amen. 52. We hear David crying saying, God, I've sinned against you.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
Will you forgive me?
Yes.
I hear the yearning in his voice. I see the tears running down his face. Amen. I see the regret on him. He weeps and he cries. And he says, God, will you forgive me? Amen. Oh, what's the difference between David and Saul? Amen. David knew where to go. And he said, Lord, forgive me. Amen. And God forgave David. Woo! And now God turned it around for David. And David remained king. And David remained with the blessings of the Lord. The sword never departed. He had to deal with the curse of sin. Did you know sin is a curse? And you'll have to live with the curse of sin the rest of your life.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah. That old preacher, I heard Brother Mike Roberts tell about it years ago. That old preacher was a rough man before he ever got saved. You know, he's running in bars and stuff. And he got in an old bar fight, and the guy got mad and busted a bone and gouged out his eye. His right eye. Amen. That old preacher got saved later in the years, God called him to preach, and he's preaching one night, and he's preaching, and the Lord was moving, and God was helping in that place. Amen. A little boy came up to him after church and said, Preacher, I got a question for you. Whatever in the world happened to your eye? And he said, Son, that right there is a scar of sin. He was a preacher. Amen. God had saved him. God had turned his life around, but he still had the scar of sin.
Yeah.
Amen. I said he still had the scar of sin. Hey, church. Amen. Run from sin. Get rid of sin.
Yeah.
Repent of sin. Ask God to forgive you of sin. Get sin out of your heart. Amen.
Yes, God.
Thank you. Bless you.
Yes, God.
How do we get rid of it? That's my final point, and I've already hit a lot of it. You can't cover it up. You can't deny it. You can't. There's nothing worse than when somebody gets caught. You know, here's a question you ask yourself: are they sorry because of true remorse, or are they sorry because they got caught up in it?
Right. Come on.
Right.
Woo.
Come on.
I mean it.
If you're sorry because you got caught,
yeah,
you ain't sorry.
Right.
Amen.
God bless him, Lord.
Holy Ghost here. There's only one right thing to do with sin. Acknowledge it. Turn from it. Repent. And confess it and give it to God. That's the only thing you can do with sin.
Amen.
Right.
That's what the Bible says you have to do with sin. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't do any of these, if you don't confess it, if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't say, I've sinned and I'm going to make... David said, Lord, I've sinned. It's me, God. I'm the one that sinned. Saul refused to acknowledge it. Saul refused to admit it. He tried to cover it up. He tried to continue doing things his way. But David admitted it. He acknowledged it. He begged God to forgive him of it. And God forgave David.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Lord, for touching my voice. I needed it.
God bless you.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo.
Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on.
Hey, you'll not prove to me, you'll not get me to believe otherwise that people can sweep sin under the rug and get by.
You're right.
Can't do it.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
Well, look at them, man. They're prospering. They're doing good. I don't care.
That's right.
It don't bother me one bit.
That's right.
Amen. It may not happen right now.
Right.
Come Amen. On. And here's what we got to mess up. If somebody wrongs us, if somebody does us wrong, I tell you what you do. You don't get better.
No.
Don't get upset. Don't get to the place that you begin to hate.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
Give it to God. Because God said, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
That's right.
I will repay. Give it to God.
Give it.
God will take care of it.
Yes, he will.
Yes.
It may not happen when you wish and when you thought. And you say, man, look at this. But give it to God.
Lord,
God will take care of it.
Give it to God. Yeah. Amen.
That's what the Bible says.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Raise your hand, ask God to help me here.
Oh, bless you.
Lord.
Jesus.
I delivered my heart on this Sunday afternoon. God, I sweated and I preached and I sweated and I was hard. And I've hurt. My heart's hurting right now. Lord, would you help us in this hour?
Jesus.
Would you help us in this hour?
In the name of the Lord.
My Lord.
Thank you, my God.
Would you grab a hold of a heart, God? Would you change a heart today?
Bless him.
Would you change a life today?
Jesus.
My Lord and my God.
Feel the Holy Ghost in this house.
Lord, my God.
Feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Without Christ, you're going to go out, continue in your sin. Are you going to hold on? Take some things with you all the way to the grave? Are you going to hang on to that? Isaiah said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him.
Right.
Return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Thank you, Lord.
Come back. Come to him. Come to him. Ask him to forgive. God's biggest business in the world. Brother Harry mentioned earlier in this service, he cares about sinners.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad he cares about sinners, aren't you?
Thank you.
God is calling you to repent. Amen. God is calling us to get it right. Woo, because if we don't watch, sin will kill.
Hallelujah.
Some shepherds, I'm winding down, listen to this. This touched my heart. I read this earlier. Some shepherds once saw an eagle soar far up. And the great bird flew far up into the sky, and then the shepherd saw it. Amen. As it went up there, and an eagle would find a rabbit or something up on a cliff, and it'll swoop down and get it, you know. And it saw something, and those shepherds saw, and that eagle swooped down to get something. And they thought, wait, got something to eat. And they seen that eagle flying in the way, and all of a sudden they said, one wing looked like went down. Amen. And then it started flying crooked. And then its other wing went down. And they watched that eagle fall out of the sky. Crashed to the earth. And intriguing, they went, what happened to this eagle? And they get over there, Brother Tommy, and a venomous snake had wrapped around that eagle. And it bit that eagle. And it killed that eagle. Amen. Let me tell you something. If you don't think sin is venomous, you got the wrong mind frame. Sin will slay, sin will kill, and sin has the sting of death. For the wages of sin, I read to you in my scripture, is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Let me tell you something, sin is the wages of death.
Amen. Yes, God.
I'm done. George W. Truett was saved in a revival meeting in the mountains of North Carolina. I don't know how many of you heard of George W. Truett. I got some books by him. His desk mate in school was unsaved. And on the next to the last night of the revival, two boys sat together. During the invitation, George noticed that his friend was pretty moved by the message. And so he leaned over to him and said, Jim, why don't you go down and give your heart to God? Why don't you go down and pray? And Jim looked at him and said, I don't know, George. Probably not tonight. Amen. The Spirit of God got to drawing and got to moving. And George Truett said, Jim, why don't you give your heart to God? Why don't you go down to that altar and pray tonight? Amen. And Jim looked at him and said, well, not tonight, but I'm going to come back tomorrow night. Amen. And if I still feel this, I'll pray tomorrow night. Well, the next day, Jim was not in school. He wasn't even in the revival meeting that night. So the day after that, George got curious. And he went over to his classmate's house. Amen. And to check on little Jim. Amen. And Jim was sick in a bed with pneumonia. And his mom said, George, pray. Jim is very sick. Amen. This is back in the days when doctors come to your house. Amen. Said, pray. He's got pneumonia. He's bad shape. Amen. But nobody's allowed in to see him. He's got a high fever. And we need the Lord to move. Amen. So George prayed day after day. Listen to this. And on the eighth day, Jim's mother said, amen. George, truly, there's no hope for Jim. So George said, let me go
in, and maybe he'll know me. I want to talk to him about the Lord. Amen. And when George went into his bedroom, here is the account. I didn't make this up. He found Jim in a delirious condition. He did not even know his best friend, George. Amen. He just kept on saying, not tonight, George. Not tonight, George. Give me another night. Maybe tomorrow night, George. Not tonight, George. And in moments, Jim died, saying, not tonight, George. Not tonight. I feel like telling somebody in this house, don't put it off. Get deal with sin today. Don't put it off. Get sin out of your heart. Get it out of your soul. Sin will destroy.
Hey, I preached my guts out. Stand with me, we're done. What are you going to do with it? Here's what I promise you. I'll stand in the judgment with a clear conscience that I preached my part because I love somebody in this house right here today.
I'll stand in the judgment with no blood dripping off my hands. I'll stand in the judgment and I'll stand there and say, Lord, I have compassion. I have love. Amen. I was long suffering. I went farther than I should have. I went over and over. I stretched my neck out farther than I should have. But I feel the Holy Ghost on a Sunday afternoon to tell somebody, you got to deal with the sin that's eating you alive.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. What are you going to do about it? Play for me lightly there, Sister Mary. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Are you going to continue on in that sinful, rebellious, or are you going to say, God, I want to be like you? You going to turn from it? You going to turn from your wicked way? You going to acknowledge a sinful heart? And say, God, I can't just add you to my life. I got to get sin out of my life. I got to get it out of my heart. I got to turn from my wicked ways. And then you'll come in. And when he comes in, he replaces all that. He replaces sin, hatred, bitterness, and all that strife, and all that contention, and all that rebellion. He replaces all that.
Yes, God.
Woo. All right, you don't believe it? I read it to you from the start. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. And he cannot sin because he is born of God. When you got God in you, he replaces all that old nature. You can't go to the same old places. You can't do the same old things. He'll save you. He'll truly save you.
Yes, God.
But you got to want it. I feel the Holy Ghost in this house. Come on, church. I need to pray in church right here.
Holy God.
Am I preaching too? Hey, I believe there's one, two, three, four. This is all of a church. I believe there's several in here. You need to get serious with God.
Yes, sir.
Are you preaching to one, Brother Jason? I'm preaching to one. Are you preaching to two? I'm preaching to two. I don't know how many I'm preaching to. Brother Jason, you're being awful rough here on a Sunday afternoon, and you got us all in hemmed up in here. You look like you're mad. I'm mad at the devil.
Come on.
Hey, man. People said that before. Man, a preacher look like you're mad at me. I ain't mad at nobody in this house. I'm mad at the devil. He's destroying you.
Yes, he is.
When you going to get serious about this? When you going to give God all of you? When you going to give him all of you? Hey. When you going to give him all of you? You can't go continue serving God. Amen. Just giving him partial. Just giving him part of you. Just giving him half of you. Amen. You're just getting enough to get you miserable. You're just getting enough to get you miserable. You got to get in this thing all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Amen. I preach to you in my heart. I preach to you in my heart. I preach to you from the burden of my heart. I love every one of you. I'm not mad at Sister Donnie. I don't have a mad bone in my body. I don't want one of you to catch me up after this service and say, what are you mad about? I ain't mad at nobody. I love you.
Come on, come on. Yes, God.
I love you. Brother Thomas, the preacher, does a man get up here and act like he has to sweat and holler and scream and preach because he... Rich man there in the book of Luke, Brother Tommy, I looked up there a while ago, and he said, he ended up in hell, and he lived up in hell, and the torment, the Bible said. And he said, hey, why don't you send Lazarus? First, he said, why don't you send Lazarus to go dip his finger in water, come cool my tongue from torment in these awful flames. And when he saw Lazarus couldn't do that, he said, well, could you do this? Could you send him to go warn my five brothers? I got five brothers. Could you send him to go warn them that they have not come to this awful place?
Oh, God.
And he said, oh, no. No, they got preachers down there. Here's what got me. It never got me like this before. They got preachers there. And he said, if one rose from the dead, they would listen. He said, oh, no. If they won't listen to the preacher they have, they'll not listen. If Moses or one rose, they'll not listen. Amen. Tell me, we're living in a day where it's just no Jason up there. It's just no Tommy up there. Amen. That's whoever preacher you want to. It's just no preacher up there. No! If you are the mouthpiece of God, and if you don't listen to the preacher God's put in your life, you ain't going to listen. No one rose from the dead.
Right.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jesus.
You better get serious about this. Yeah, I say to thee this day, how many times have I reached out my hand of love? How many times have I cared and had compassion? Yea, I say to thee, how many times have I loved you and I withdraw you nigh to me? Yea, I say to thee this day, get serious. Yea, I say to this day, draw nigh to me and I will draw nigh to you, but you must get concerned about your own soul.
Yes, God.
This day, saith the Lord of hosts, Raise your hand, church. Well, I can't give an altar call. The Lord done gave one. Please, Sister Mary, this altar's open. This altar's open. What are you going to do about it?
We will take you farther. And you want to go.
Are you going to get serious about it?
Slowly.
Are you going to get serious about serving God? Are you going to give him your whole heart, your whole life? And with the devil, with the devil, with sin.
Oh, God,
I need the strength.
glory.
And you ever wanted to go all the way? And if you've been on the
journey,
then you'll go where I am.
Thank you. ever stumped that question. Mary, you can answer now. Where are you going to be at?